Facebook, Radio 1 Dance Music, Twitter, at R1 Dance, anytime on the BBC iPlayer app, it's Pete Tong. BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Tonight from 1 a.m.
The Essential Mix.
Plugging you into the hottest electronic dance music around the world.
Now over on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
The hip-hop continues with Semtex.
A night of explosive hip-hop with me, DJ Semtex.
Get ready.
BBC Radio 1.
Taking you into the night.
Let's get into it.
Scream on Radio 1.
Music made by machines.
Played by a human.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening? It's Scream, it's Friday night, it's BBC Radio 1. Massive shouts to Pete Tong and Animatic for getting Friday night started proper. I'm going to kick things off with this brand spanking new Waves and Strays track entitled Just Don't Know. I've got a very special guest in the building I'm going to introduce you all to in about 5 minutes.
Scream on Radio 1.
This show contains strong language. If you think you might be offended, then go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and listen to something else.
Crazy. BBC Radio 1.
Scream on Radio 1.
Absolutely loved that. That one was Waves and Strays, Just Don't Know, brand spanking new. And that's how we're rolling. We're kicking the show off with world exclusives. And I do have a very special guest in the building with me. Goes by the name of Richie Ahmed. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm really good, mate. Thanks for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. A bit nervous. First time I present the radio show.
You're going to be fine, mate.
Yeah, I'll be sweet.
Hey, listen. We've got brand new music on the show coming from Dawley, track underneath me. World exclusive from Mr. Jesse Rose. We've got so much stuff coming. You know what the show's about. Me and Richie are going to be going back to back from about half past. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about what he's been up to and whatnot. Let's get into this. Brand new on Casual, Dawley, Confessions of a Dancer.
It was a form of relaxation, and it was a form of emotional release. And my teacher really thought that I had a gift. And she started encouraging me to continue my dancing. Of course, dancing for me, all my life I've been dancing, it was always a social kind of thing. And now that I look back in retrospect, I know that whenever I was unhappy or not feeling well or depressed, I would dance.
Around a table, you know, and now that I know more, have more knowledge, you know, the concept of dancing around the table, you know, table, circle, circle is completion, circle is wholeness, 360 degrees, that kind of thing. the music and the movement around the table and around the table. When I finished, I always felt great, you know. So now I say that was a form of unconsciousness. But all I knew was I felt raised, I felt lifted. You know, so I loved to dance all of a sudden, you know, it became my life. It's like liquor raises your spirits, I guess. Well, dancing for me raised my spirit, you know. 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 Raise 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 my spirit, you know.
Such a mover, so Friday night. Massive belt at this one. Dawley, Confessions of a Dance right now on Casual Records. Martin Dawley, resident IB for Rocks. Bad boy DJ. I'm also on the show tonight, 11:30. We've got the Garage Shoutouts. And Richie, you're going to be joining me, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to give him the best show. Geordie Diz, London Garage MC.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Shabazz Shouts tweets everything last week for doing the independent Bristol car garage shouts. There was a couple that weren't real. At 11:30, me and Richie began back to back. We've got the penultimate History of Bass track. A History of the Bass in 100 tracks. I can't believe we're at number 99 already. And we've got a Detroit techno legend, Mr. Kevin Saunderson. He's going to be on the phone a bit later.
Scream on Radio 1.
Well, we've got Hard Vision. What was that? How am I forgetting that? We've got Hard Vision in the mix for the last 30 minutes. It's going to be an absolute banger. But let's get into this one. Brand new from Paco. We'll be right back. Just Scream tonight. I have a very, very good friend of mine, Mr. Richie Arvid. How are you, mate?
Yeah, mate, just clearing my throat there. Your quarters on here. Scramming up. God.
What's nice been happening? Start. What's been happening in the life of Mr. Arvid?
Just the same as the last few years, really, just busy DJing whenever I can get in the studio. Getting in the studio and just a breather, and the summer takes over your whole world, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah, it does indeed. That is where I see Richie most of the time.
Yes.
DC10.
At my house, kind of get rid of him.
how is Paradise going?
Paradise is going wicked. It's we're on to our fourth week now. Fourth week? Yeah, that's right. It's the second terrace this week. We've got Maya Jane Cole on the terrace.
Wicked.
And then next week we have another terrace and another terrace the week after that. Three terraces in a row, and we're going to see how it goes after that. We've got Marco Carolla next week, and the week after we've got Art Department headlining, along with a lot of other different acts, Joy Orbison, George Fitzgerald.
Me?
But it's been going really well.
I'm coming as well.
Yes, of course you are, mate. You're not coming for a few weeks yet?
No, not till September.
Yes, mate, I'll be there for that.
So right.
I booked him, man. Never mind. I know who's coming. I'm the one that booked him.
But all right, listen, me and Richie is going to be in for me for the rest of the evening. We're going back to back at about 11:30. So in about 10 minutes. But let's get into this one. Brand spanking new from Man Without a Clue, track entitled Piano Man.
Screams the man about the clue.
I am the piano man. I am the piano man. I play the keys. I am the piano man.
I am the piano man. get club crazy.
BBC Radio 1.
That was Man Without a Clue, Panic Man. Sorry, we've got into too much off-air talking. Right, the next one's a little bit special for me. You're going to recognise the music from it.
Hello? Are we on air?
Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to hear a new beat on the request line.
It is a pretty famous tune of mine, the request line. It's been sampled. Well, replayed for this. It's Glowing Palms, Ask Me After Midnight.
I want to hear some Glowing Palms.
And apparently this is Tilly from this radio studio's mum. No, it's not really, but it really sounds like her. I'm not going to talk over this too much because I want everyone to hear it. Once again, this is Glowing Palms, Ask Me After Midnight.
Taking you into the night.
Scream on Radio 1.
Exclusive.
by machines.
Played by a human.
Scream on Radio 1.
So that was Growing Palms, Ask Me After Midnight. Like it, Rich?
Yeah, it was absolutely wicked. I've already got my hard drive out just to get off, you know.
It is, it's the first time I heard it. I got said it from Ben UFO. Shouts to Ben.
Really clever how he's just played it back and it just sounds totally fresh, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. It's nice. It sounds. If I would have known about it in advance before hearing it, I'd have been a bit, little bit dubious, but yeah, I like it, mate.
It's better than yours, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, mate.
Life changer. I was about to say game changer. It was a life changer. But yeah, so everything's been good. Summer's going well.
Yeah, really good, mate. Really good. Yeah. Super busy this week, especially, actually. I've just done Tomorrowlands, so I had Paradise, and I've got Global Gathering, then straight to Secret Garden Party, and then I play Secret Garden Party again. So
you did Tomorrowlands last week as well, right? And you got
this
weekend.
It's the same stage, same lineup, but they're doing it 2 weeks because it's the 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
But the festival's amazing, mate. It's like
Alice in Wonderland, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Alice in Wonderland for like ravers.
Yeah. It was quite intense walking about. I got a little bit lost.
We have to get like a speedboat over the lake to the back of our stage.
Yeah.
And like the first time I done it, I was just like, what is going on here? Yeah. This place is unreal.
I first did the one in America. It's they take all the same stuff over. If you haven't been, Sam, you should definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's. Even if you're not into the music, the production alone is worth going to see.
It is indeed. Anyway, listen, coming up very shortly, we've got Richie Cubs coming on the Garage Shoutouts. Are you ready?
I'm not ready, really. But I'm going to give it my best shot. I just want to tell the boys back home, I have not turned cold and become like a Londoner and trying a London accent. I'm doing it only for Scream on Radio 1.
That's how much you love me, right?
Yes, bruv.
Let's get into this absolute classic being re-released. Provider 88, You're Gonna Miss Me. We'll be right back.
hazy to deep and dark.
This is Scream.
So that was Parada 88. You're gonna miss me. And it is the time I've been waiting for all night. If you have just tuned in, I've got Richie Ahmed, legend in the building. And he has agreed to get involved in the garage show.
Massively thank you.
I'm never
gonna live this shit. Sorry about the swearing.
Yeah, he's from the north. He's got a bit of a potty mouth on him. Are you ready?
I'm not ready. I'll never be ready, but I'll give it a shot.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we did ask you earlier in the week for some shouts for the radio. So it is now time for the garage shout-outs with special guest Richie Ahmed.
Hold tight! Garage shouts!
Right, let's send a massive shout going out to the Dagmar and out to the Confront Records crew from Belgium.
Big shout out to Chris Koo and the son of the Massive in the place.
Out to Marcus Shakes, massive shouts out to Tashiers.
You're being too quick, man. Give us a bit of time. Big time selector, Adrian Forrester, giving it massive, bruv.
So what we're going to do, I'm going to do a few more.
Yeah, you do like
a few more and you can jump in whenever you're ready. Yeah,
when I can read his name after these snake bites, I'll do it.
And then send a message shout out to the Mac Daddy, out to Hybrid Theory. Message out to Jake Allman and out to the Gravesend crew at Hideout. Ready for
me? Right, it's me. Big shout out to Emma Rodaway, going on the tide tonight. Have a massive night, blood. Big up yourself.
And then send a message out to Wilbur Duncan. I'm not even doing a garage voice anymore. Right, I tell you what, I'd rather get into the mix now.
No, one more.
You want to do one more?
Yeah. One more. Got a big shout out to Johnny Russell going on the town tonight. We're going to naughty up the dance, blood. We don't want it nice, we want it naughty.
Rich, you know what? Thank you so much for doing that. That was a special one.
That was special.
It was still
not good.
It was still better than everyone from Radio 1 who's done it.
Course, cuz.
It was
that I mean, bruv. Oh, that's it, you've got us in it now. I'll not shut up now. Your pals are going to have me live.
So, listen, there is no show next week. So, if you want shout-outs, just hit up the Radio 1 SoundCloud or the R1 Dance Facebook page, and we'll get you in as soon as possible. At some point in this mix, we've got a world exclusive from you, right?
Yes, I'm not going to play the A side of my new EP. It's going to be released on Hot Creations for the 50th release. And it's going to be the B-side we're going to play tonight. It's called The Bells, and the A-side's called Sneaky Acid, which you'll be hearing soon. It's been a big hit in DC10 this year.
It has indeed.
It has, mate.
And in my sets as well.
Yes, mate. Yeah, I've got you the full, fully mastered version. So I'm going to drop the B-side tonight, who I've just really finished yesterday, and I'm pretty happy with it. It's a bit of a stumper, but we'll see what happens.
So right, we're going to kick the mix off a world exclusive. This one, a classic, The Acid, Fame. And this one, Jesse's Rose's dub mix. And this is the first time you're going to hear this anywhere in the world. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Scream on Radio 1.
Thank you. Amen.
Back, Richie Armit from BBC Radio 1. Tune underneath me, Hot Natured, Benediction, Nick Fanciulli on the remix, and this has been smashing clubs all over the gap. Still to come later tonight, afterwards at 1 a.m. you've got Radio 1's Essential Mix with the one and only Joy Orbison. From 3 a.m. you've got Annie Nightingale, who's got a guest mix from 813. And at 5 a.m. you've got Rob the Bank finishing the night off with a session from Throwing Shade. It's a big one. But right now, it is myself, back-to-back Richie Armit, in the mix for the next about half hour, so stay locked.
Ahmed back to back with Scream in the mix on BBC Radio 1. taking you into the night.
Scream on Radio 1.
Absolutely love this. This one, brand new, Second City. Deep Down, out now on Saved. And the last one was a new one called by Seth, called Jack Is Back.
S-E-double-F.
S-E-double-F.
Let's get mistaken. You coming on Hot Creations.
Forthcoming Hot Creations. Right now, Richie, I'm stepping up to the decks. Let's get involved. Yeah.
Ricky Ahmed, back to back with Scream.
Underneath me, Harry Jenner, Digital Pimp. Mashed out to the Bournemouth gang. And listen, still to come, we have an extra, extra special edition of History of Bass in 100 Tracks. We have the legend that is Kevin Saunderson. Gladly, I'm over the moon. He decided to take time out of his day to come and talk to me. Absolute legend. He talked to us through him first going to Paradise Garage and then going back to Detroit. It's an amazing interview, so please stay locked. Right about now, it's myself back to back with Ricky Ahmed in the mix. In the mix, yeah, I only said nicks, didn't I? How long we got, Joe?
20 minutes.
About 21 minutes, so stay locked. Still to come, we've got Hard Vision as well, taking over the last half hour of the show. It's a big one.
Scream on Radio 1.
Coming back into the last few tracks of the mix, myself, back to back, Richie Ahmed. It is Friday night, it is Radio 1. And next weekend is Radio 1's free party in Ibiza. It's a very, very big lineup. You've got David Guetta, Afrojack, Eric Prydz, Duke Dumont, MK, Kaiser, Ten Walls, and Pete Tong back to back with Hot Since 82. Tune into Radio 1 from 6 p.m. next Friday, and Grimmy will be warming you up on the beach before it all kicks off at 7 p.m. Coming up after the next couple of tracks, we've got History of Bass with the legend, it is Kevin Saunderson, so don't go anywhere.
Taking you into the night.
Scream on Radio 1.
Now dance, baby. Dance, baby. Now dance, baby. This is the way we are, we feel our music. This is the way we love to get down, get down, get down, get down. It doesn't matter who you are, who you be, what you do, who are you. You could be a star, a DJ. You could be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself. It's all about the way you dance, you dance, you dance, you groove to this vibe, to my vibe, your vibe, our vibe. It doesn't matter, just dance, 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 dance. Now dance, baby. Just dance, baby.
We are coming into the last one of the mix. You enjoyed it, Rich?
Yeah, it was wicked, mate. Really enjoyed it, actually.
It's always nice playing with you. I don't think the last time since was New Year's Day, and I was a little bit worse for wear.
Standard as well.
I don't think I played.
We had a good time, though, mate. We had a good time.
That's all that matters, right? Look, it's an actual pleasure, and I do understand you're leaving us with a world exclusive.
Yeah, the B-side to my new EP coming on Hot Creations in September. It's the 50th EP from Hot Creations. This next track coming on is called The Bells. Nice and original title, but I figured the first thing that came to my head would be the one that it would be called.
So, right, listen, it has been an absolute pleasure having you in, Rich. What air can we catch up over the coming...
Oh, next few months, I'm finishing up the festival season. Got Bestival, which I'm really looking forward to on the Animax stage.
Same.
Unknown Festival, which was one of my favourites of last year in Croatia. Unbelievable. Just been announced for Founder Name in London. I've got lots of like club gigs, Watergate, DC10 every week. Just looking forward to it, really.
Busy, busy. Well, listen, mate, lovely to see you.
I need a holiday.
Hey, you're a nice holiday. Look, it's a pleasure seeing you, mate, and I will... Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure to see you, mate.
Big up, bro.
Where's me 200 quid?
Richie Ahmed, back to back with Scream. We'll be right back.
Right, so that was the last one. World exclusive from Richie Ahmed. That one was The Bells. Massive shout out to Richie Ahmed for taking the time out of his busy schedule to come in and join us. It is Scream. It is BBC Radio 1. It is Friday night. And right about now, it's time for History of Bass in 100 Tracks. The time of the night where we get a friend, a confidant, someone who I have respect for, to pick a track that's been influential in the history of bass music. And this week, we have an absolute legend, a pioneer of techno music, I guess. Mr. Kevin Saunderson. You may also know him from some very classic tracks he did with Inner City, but I talked to him about that earlier in the week, and this is what he had to say.
The history of bass music in 100 tracks.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all good, man. Life is good.
Life is great, I can imagine. So you're currently in Ibiza, I understand?
I am in Ibiza. I've been here since last week. I'm in my second week, and I played Pasha, I played Boom. Then I come to London, and I play Saturday.
Where are you playing?
I play at the Egg.
Ah, nice, nice. It's a shame that we don't get to talk for longer, as I could pick your brain about so much stuff.
There is
a lot of history. It's so appropriate having you on for this feature because there's not many people have heard as many bass lines as you. What are your memories of the early days of Detroit, I guess?
Well, the early days of Detroit, for me, was really more suburbanite. I kind of stayed on the outside of Detroit. I lived in a place called Belleville because I was originally from New York.
Okay.
So this big city in Brooklyn to a suburb of Detroit called Belleville, which was lakes, trees, bugs. It was quite different. But,
yeah.
But it led to me making music and being a part of the early and some of the first movements within the music scene.
Where was the point for you where you was like, wow, I need to get in on some of this?
Well, my first party that I thought like I belonged there was actually the Paradise Garage in New York.
Yeah.
That was my first experience of what they called a juice bar at the time. And this is before, you know, the house movement and big techno and all of that. That was like just a little bit before, not much.
Yeah.
I got my experience of hearing like Larry Levan play the disco. I remember going in there for the first time. I went in and you had to walk up this hall and you kept hearing this bass. So you got excited to see what's behind the walls. And then you get in there and you see all these people just like in their own world of dancing to this music in a dark club, and the sound system was amazing, and it was like they were praising Larry as he played this music. So I kind of fell into that too. You know, I started doing my own research on trying to find some of the artists and the music.
What we're gonna do right now is take you back, way back,
way back, way back.
A history of bass in 100 checks.
How did that transcend to you to sort of going back and then ending up in the studio and being like, right, I want to do something, you know?
I went to school with Juan Atkins and Derek May, and, you know, people know us as the Belleville Three for the creation of techno, okay?
Yeah.
We were there kind of at the beginning. What the Paradise Garage did is kind of opened my door to club music. And what Juan Atkins did is open me up to the tools that you can make music.
Yeah.
And Derek was inspired me because he was trying to be like Juan, and I felt like I got a role in this because, you know. So I shortly started trying to be a DJ because Juan was a DJ, and Derek was up and coming trying to learn under Juan's wing. And I decided to give up football for music and learn how to be a DJ. So I learned more about the music that was coming out in 12 inches. And it was easy because it was a passion that I had. So I went from that to eventually evolving into making music, you know, starting out with Roland 909, drum machines, which led me into some of my first tracks, which was released in 87. I still have my Detroit influence of Juan and Derek and us all creating this movement together, records that didn't even have any vocals that was very melodic or very basic, but was working in England and having this huge underground success, like Rock to the Beat, stuff like that. So what happened is when I had these visions, once I learned how to work with technology and understood how to make a record, my vision always fell back to the Paradise Garage. I would always think of the sound system. I would always have a vision of the people that were dancing in the club. So it always led back to that.
I'd like to think everyone listening to this show is aware that you're behind dance records, huge vocal dance records, timeless vocal dance records. So I hope you don't mind. I'm going to play the classic that is In the City. Well, it's Kevin Saunders and In the City, and big fun.
Scream on Radio 1.
Vocals are a sort of back in the dominance in the UK, which only be related to the sort of early 90s, you know?
It's just astonishing. It's so amazing. And then I look at MK. MK obviously came up under me. He was my protege. So he was right there as I was doing In the City. Like this young kid that was ambitious about trying to make music. So he hung out in the studios, and now it's gone full circle.
Yeah.
It's like it's come back again, and he's right there at the forefront, along with people like Disclosure. And I think it's great because, you know, this music has been around so long. In the end,
it does go full circle. It's so.
Yeah.
Let's play a little snippet of MK's Burning, that absolute classic.
This is Kevin Saunderson on Radio 1. It's the 100th track.
You're actually the 99th pick. Some people listening to the show, I guess, might not be like huge disco fans like myself and yourself. But what is there a track that you think from the Paradise era that people should hear?
The track that grabbed my attention was Rome, Supernature. That was the track. you know, you heard a lot of, like, you heard Chic, you know, a lot of Neil Rogers stuff, Sister Sledge, but this was like disco with a future kind of sound on top of it. It made it sound different and unique and you know.
It's so sci-fi. There's not the full sort of the disco band element in a sense of it was not necessarily in one live take, you know?
Well, so I'm assuming it was recorded with some multi-track tapes with a combination of synthesized and live, but it had more of a hypnotic feeling, and the bass line was just like out of this world, and the direction it took you in was like outer space, like wow.
Yeah. I want to stop talking about this track now and I just want to play it.
What we're going to do right now is take you back.
So, look, it's been an absolute honor to speak to you. Would you please be able to introduce your history of bass in a 100-tracks classic?
All right. This is Kevin Sonderson on Radio 1. This is my selection, Cerrone, Supernature.
Friday night, history of bass.
Thank you so much to the legend that is Kevin Saunderson for picking the 99th history of bass in a 100-track. Next week there's not going to be no show. Instead it's an extra essential mix, which is Richie Horton recorded from Space in Ibiza, which is going to be huge. But I will be back on the 8th of August for more Friday night shows before I move to Radio 1's residency. Right about now, it is time for this week's guest mix. It's from a very, very, very talented producer His name is Nathan Johnson. He also goes by the name which you'll probably know him as Hard Vision. He likes to class himself as a composer with an interest in electronic music. I'm very familiar with his stuff. He sends me a lot of tunes and I can completely back that up. I had a chat with him earlier on in the week about the mix, and here's what he had to say.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scream.
So I have Hard Vision on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastically.
Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in the Netherlands, in Utrecht, in the studio with my brother. We're playing Midnight Operator Party this weekend.
Nice. For anyone that doesn't know Hard Vision, you are the brother to the legend that is Matthew Johnson.
Yes.
So, what has been happening? How's your summer been?
Yeah, I'm sweating. I've been doing a lot of sweating.
Yeah, so...
It was supposed to be cloudy and rainy the whole time I'm here in Utrecht, and it's, I think it's been blisteringly hot the entire time, so being in the studio, it's a bit of a pain, but yeah, it's beautiful here.
So, look, man, thank you very much for doing the mix for us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me along.
We're huge supporters of your music, and in particular, a track that's in your mix, the Carly Rae Jepsen bootleg.
Oh, is that in there?
It is possibly the weirdest... it's not weird, it's an absolute banger, but from the from the original to what you turned it into is actually pretty genius, to be fair.
Well, thanks very much. Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. I don't know how that happened, but...
That was what I was going to ask you next. Where do you hear the original and then go, right, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make it so dark?
I mean, I got to say, like, I always liked that kind of, like, teenage-y, like, coming-of-age music or whatever. Like, the sentiment behind it of being so innocent that it's just this, like, giggly, poppy stuff. And then, you know, combining that with, like, that nice, weird teenage innocence with, like... dark.
It is very dark. It's so dark. Creepy. Well, look, thank you again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm assuming I will see you somewhere in the world soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next meeting.
It's always eventful. I think it's best we leave it there in case any more details come out.
Thanks for having me along, man.
It's my pleasure, man. Big up, brother, and I'll see you soon. Right, let's get into this 30 minutes. No talking. This is Hard Vision in the mix.
Scream's housemate on Radio 1. Different DJs take over the airwaves.
Scream's housemate on Radio 1. Different DJs take over the airwaves.
touch, do me wrong. You do me wrong.
Scream's housemate in the mix on BBC Radio 1.
You do me wrong.
Scream's housemate on Radio 1. Different DJs take over the airwaves.
Let's jack. Scream's housemate in the mix on BBC Radio 1.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last track in the absolute smasher of a guest mix. I'd like to send a massive shout out to Hard Vision for taking the time out to do that for us. Check out the full track list on the Radio 1 website and download the iPlayer Radio app. Also, massive shout outs to Richie Ahmed for co-hosting. Huge thanks to Kevin Saunderson for picking a classic hit. Actually, and one of my favourite tracks in the world for History of Bass. Next week, as I said earlier, I'm not here as it's Radio 1 in Ibiza, so instead there's an extra essential mix with Richie Horton from 11 p.m, which is obviously going to be legendary. Right about now, it's time to hand over to Pete Tong with the essential mix, and this week he's got Joy Orbison. You'll hear from me in a couple of weeks.
This is BBC. This morning from 3 a.m.
Annie Nightingale.
Music that makes the walls shake.
Now over on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
The hip hop continues with Semtex.
A night of explosive hip hop with me, DJ Semtex. Semtex. Semtex.
It was soulful, it was techno, it was disco.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
A kaleidoscope of sounds, it was truly underground.
This is Hot Sense 82.
Disclosure.
New York, Ibiza, and Miami all wrapped up into one.
Hey, this is Duck Song.
This is Armin van Buuren.
It was an essential mix in the clouds where we could dance and sing out loud.
Raise your hands in the air and let's do a mic check. Make some noise!
I must have went to house heaven, because nothing's that divine.
This is BBC Radio 1's Essential Mix.
Thank you to Scream. Hi, I'm Pete Tong, welcoming you to this week's Essential Mix, where tonight we have a rare mix from one of the UK's rarest talents. We're talking about the Londoner Peter O'Grady, who exploded onto the scene in 2009 with the game-changing Hype Mungo. Follow-ups like Ellipsis, plus his collaborations with Boddicker and the output of his label Hingefinger, have all cemented his position as one of the most revered producers on the planet. He's also one of the most elusive producers. Releases and mixes from this guy are few and far between, and tonight is a very rare radio outing indeed. So here's the man himself to introduce his first ever Essential Mix. Essential.
This is Joy Orbison. I'm a DJ and producer based in London. In my mix tonight, I have new music from James Blake, Fortet, Pearson Sound, Indian and Calton. There's also some new stuff for myself and the forthcoming release on a record label I run with Royal Bankit called Hingefinger. Big thank you to everyone listening, and I hope you enjoy it.
2 hours, non-stop.